Time once again here on RNIB Connect Radio for our regular check-ins with pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Toby.
I thought we would tackle the subject of shingles this week. I have had shingles once before and it was quite nasty. Elizabeth, am I right in thinking there is a relationship between shingles and chicken pox?
Yeah, that's correct, Toby. When people get chicken pox, the virus remains in the body and this can be triggered later on in life, particularly if your immune system is lowered.
So can you actually catch shingles from chicken pox then?
No, but you can get chicken pox from someone with shingles if you've never had chicken pox before. It's all a wee bit complicated.
From my memory, I think when I had shingles, it came out in quite a painful and nasty rash. Is that right?
Yes, it generally starts with a sort of tingling sensation. And then you're quite correct, it is a painful rash. And it's on one side of the body, usually. If the rash appears on the face, then it can be very serious if it encroaches on the eye. And that's where you have to get medical treatment, probably ophthalmology treatment, right away.
Elizabeth, so what are the treatments for shingles then?
There's a treatment called acyclovir. Now, that needs to be taken, an antiviral, taken 5 times a day for 7 days. The treatment does need to start within 3 days for you to benefit. And I think that's where sometimes people go wrong. First of all, it's very difficult to diagnose shingles right at the beginning. But if you feel you've got a rash, which is actually quite painful, but it's almost just a redness at the time, you know, please see somebody about it. And in Scotland, I know we can give out the antivirals from the pharmacy. And what happens is when you take the antivirals, they work by reducing postherpetic pain. In other words, it's nerve pain. Now, if you don't get the treatment quickly enough, that pain can last for weeks. You can also take paracetamol, you can wear loose clothing and keep the area cool with ice packs wrapped in towels. That helps as well.
Are there certain people you should avoid with a shingles rash?
Yeah, pregnant women who have not had chicken pox before. Also, those with compromised immune systems. So, for example, if you knew of somebody on chemotherapy and you had shingles, you wouldn't want to visit them.
And should we take the shingles vaccine if we are offered it?
You'll be offered the vaccine if you're in your 70s. And unless your doctor has said you're not suitable, then I think it's very important to take it.
So can you still get shingles even though you've had the vaccination?
Yes, you can, Toby, but it's certainly a much milder version. That's important.
And are there any side effects at all from having the vaccination?
I think most of your listeners will have had a flu or a COVID vaccination or even both. So similar side effects in terms of pain in the arm, maybe some redness where you've received the injection. About 1 in 10 people can have headache and fatigue, but side effects are generally very mild.
So should you get the vaccine if you are offered it?
I think you should, Toby.
Well, I think everybody should if they are offered it. And as always, some very useful information and advice there. Elizabeth, if people would maybe like to get in touch and ask for some advice, where is the best place for people to go to find you?
All the W's, newlifepharmacy.co.uk.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks again, Toby.